When God in His grace saves us, He doesn't leave us as isolated individuals, perpetuating our loneliness in a society where we're told that 7 out of 10 people don't even know their own neighbors. When God saves us, He does many remarkable things. And one of the things He does, He gives us a new family, a new society that is called the church. And it is in the church that all human barriers are transcended. We think of all that's going on in our crazy world and of the barriers of prejudice and of bias. And we wonder as Americans, why can't we do better? Why can't our politicians get together and deal with some of the pressing problems that surround us? And we realize these are very, very difficult things. We all look at life somewhat differently. But it is in the church, instituted by God Himself, that all of the barriers and all of the prejudices are to go and are to be transcended. And it is in the church that we begin to form these meaningful and lasting and indeed eternal relationships. And so this is our commitment as brothers and sisters at Calvary, that we are committed to the church. The church, as we saw last week, is the very body of Christ. And if you love Christ, you will love His body. How can you love Christ and not love your brothers and sisters in Christ? Jesus said that this would be the outstanding characteristic to the world, that people would know that we are His followers when we love one another. And as churches and as brothers and sisters in Christ, we have to confess that sometimes we're not very loving to one another, but that is what Christ tells us. And John, the apostle of love, tells us in 1 John 3, verse 18, that this love is not just to be in word. Very easy to say, I love you. Very easy to shake someone by the hand or to give them a hug and to say, I love you. But John says, I don't want you just to love in word and in talk, but that's to be translated into action. Indeed and in truth. And so here we are in the Church of Jesus Christ. Calvary Church is the local body of Christ displaying the love of God to our outside world. And our subject this morning, I think, is a fascinating one, and it is that Christ gifts the church. And we're going to read about that, and I want you to stand and read with me from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 through 8, and then verses 11 through 16. So let's read this together. Here is the word of God to us this morning. Paul is writing, he's saying to the church at Ephesus, and read with me, but grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives and he gave gifts to men. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry,